A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. At Malta's, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak and keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus himself who said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him. And they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, let the kings bring you gifts. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, chant praise to the Lord, who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Over Israel is his majesty, his power is in the skies. Awesome is his sanctuary, his God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue in the Acts of the Apostles, and we listen some more to Paul. And Paul says, you know, look, I have worked with my own hands. I am teaching you how you're supposed to take care of each other. Work, work, work. Take care of the weak. That's what he's trying to say. He says, Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So again, we have to look and reflect on our own lives. Am I a giver? And of course, there isn't a soul watching or a person that's in this church who would say, yes, I am a giver. Of course I am. And that's me too. We'd all say, yeah, I think I'm pretty good with that. But then we got to sit there and think, well, how is that expressed every day? Again, as I've told people for the last 22 years here, that we should put I am third in our mirrors so that every day we look and think, when I'm brushing my teeth, did I do an unselfish act for another today? And if the answer is no, guess what? I wasn't a giver today. I was selfish today. And so it always reminds us that in our own minds, we all think we're the best of the best or the worst of the worst, depending on the day. But we got to really be practical. Am I a giver? Do I do that by unselfish acts every single day? Again, if not, great day to begin. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.